It's a sad story I bring you from New England today. The people of one of the happiest, richest, most fertile, most industrious valleys in the world lie helpless before the surging advance of a destructive force completely beyond their power to combat, control, or escape. The Connecticut River is running wild. Millions of American factory workers and farmers last night faced another night of thunder, lightning, and rain, of rising waters and straining dams and creaking bridges. It was cold and wet and, for the most part, dark and cheerless last night in the once happy valley, while storm signals flying up and down the Atlantic coast brought dread warning of further destruction and devastation on the crest of the worst flood in the history of the last half century. Though through rain squalls and lowering black clouds, late yesterday afternoon I flew back to New York after an exciting 300-mile flight up and down both sides of the Connecticut Valley, which in some places has taken on the appearance of a vast inland sea.